This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, March 4th, 2019. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest on the show, Kenyatta Johnson. Kenyatta Johnson is an accomplished author, television and radio personality, production director, motivational speaker, philanthropist, leadership and empowerment coach. Kenyatta is the creator of Power Plus Weekend, an annual conference scheduled for March 22nd and 23rd in Durham, North Carolina. The two-day event will feature several speakers, including thought leaders, bloggers, entrepreneurs, and industry powerhouses. Power Plus Weekend will bring the life of the Encouragement Network's mantra, the power of she, fostering the belief that when women work together through support, healing, and empowerment, that they will succeed in life and business. Let's welcome Kenyatta to the show. Hi.
How you doing, Shanice? Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. So much to talk to you about because your event is coming up, but you have several brands under your umbrella. Isn't that right?
That is correct.
So let's start when you were younger first, though. Were you always confident, or was that something that you had to grow into as you got older?
I believe that my mom and dad would tell you that I have always been a confident, outspoken, independent, want to do everything on my own. Started at a very young age, and I want to say that has a lot to do with the fact that I was always with my grandmother, and my dad was an entrepreneur. I come from a long line of entrepreneurs, and my grandmother was also an entrepreneur, and being with her all the time, I wanted to be just like her, and I wanted to do everything she did. And so that's kind of how I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
She modeled that behavior for me.
Well, you kind of going in and out.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's like you keep it close to your mouth, I guess.
Okay, I got you.
So how did you discover the Plus community and get active in it?
So I live in Greensboro, North Carolina, and at the time, there were several local community-type fashion shows that were going on, but none of them featured or spoke to the plus-size curvy woman. And so one day I was like, you know what, I'm going to do a big girl fashion show here. And this was before I even knew that there was like this whole other world of like plus-size community and curvy girls, and before I knew about Full Figure Fashion Week and, you know, all of these beautiful, amazing people doing these beautiful, amazing things in the plus community across the world. And I did the first fashion show here in North Carolina, and I had named – it was only supposed to be a fashion show, like a one-time thing, and I had named the event I Rock My Curves the Best, and it stuck. And after that, it went from that to a whole type of movement. And for like 3 or 4 years, we did these grand productions with like 50 to 60 women, and we actually did the work. Like, it wasn't just about the fashion show. It was really about the woman and building her confidence and building her self-esteem and showing her who she was and who she could be. And we used modeling as a tool to drive that result, which was a more confident, more free, liberated woman. And that's just kind of how it took off.
So is there a big plus community in North Carolina, or were you like really instrumental in helping to create it?
There wasn't. There wasn't anything going on in North Carolina. I want to say that I think I was the pioneer in this area to to start driving, what, you know, everything that was going on. And plus, again, this was before I even knew what was going on, or like in New York or in Atlanta or, you know, in other areas. This
so you had
not
attended
any
event
of,
out of state first before you did yours?
Nothing. I didn't even know
wow.
there were events going on. I didn't even know anything about it.
Wow.
And then after, yeah, I had no idea. I hadn't met Marie. I hadn't met Maui. I didn't know anything about Gwen DeVoe. I didn't know anything about anybody doing anything in the Plus community before I started.
So then how did you get connected after you did your first event? Then people started reaching out to you from other areas? Is that how you
Absolutely.
Got involved with
and,
the community?
And the power of social media.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, you know,
okay.
how people will tag you and say, have you seen this person, or do you know this person, or have you been to this event? You know how they tag you on social media.
Right.
And that's,
so
that's how it kind of opened up.
That's a good lesson, how when you do great work and when you do things, it'll bring light to you. You don't really have to chase after people. If you're doing great things, people will find
your
you.
Your will make room for you. Yeah.
That's
your gift
right.
will definitely make room for you. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I was always very careful to, you know, educate people about what my motive was behind, you know, the whole modeling thing, because, you know, there's two sides of it. You've got the community. I call it the community side of modeling. Like, you just do it locally just for fun to kind of like build your confidence. And then you got the professional side, and those two sides are very different.
Right, right.
And so I went from doing that community type work. And then we actually had some ladies in North Carolina who wanted to seek, you know, to do it on a professional level. And so then I had to start educating myself a little bit more and talking to people who I knew who could kind of, you know, educate me and teach me the difference between the two, so I could then better inform them about what they needed to do. And so it was just a progression. It was a progression that I had no plans for. I had no business plan for. I didn't know what was good. I didn't know it was happening. It just kind of all unfolded, and it kind of just walked that path. And that's where we are today.
So let's talk about your personal brand, I Am Kenyetta. So through that,
mm-hmm.
you do training and coaching, right?
Absolutely.
And so,
yep. so
explain it a little more.
So, yeah, so I Am Kenyatta also kind of evolved throughout this whole new process, because here I am, you know, I'm a educated social worker. I have my master's in social work, and at that time, that was kind of my focus was, you know, just working and helping people in that way. And so after developing I Rock My Curve, and after it kind of took off, then we created, or I created the nonprofit called the Queen of Hearts Project, which kind of umbrellaed everything. And so as I'm developing, I'm like, well, you know what, people are reaching out to me for this, they're reaching out to me for that. And I had already, you know, been doing life coaching anyway, and I was already planning events anyway, you know, so I had all these different, you know, skills that I had, so I had to put them all under one umbrella. And so that's kind of how I Am Kenyatta came about, was like all of these things are directly related with me, with my life experiences, things that I have done and gone through, you know, and kind of have my hand involved in it. So it's
Hello, did we lose you?
No, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay, there you go.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was just saying, so we kind of just put all those things under that one brand to kind of give it a house. because you're, you know, event producer, makeup artist, author, you know, speaker, trainer, you know, you just kind of put all of it under one. And so that's when I Am Kenyatta developed. And I think that was the best thing that could have happened for me on my personal side, was putting everything up under one place.
So I Am Kenyatta is the top of the line for all of your brands. That's the top of the umbrella.
That's correct.
And so I Rock My Curves the Best, that brand was a fashion show, but that brand is more than just a fashion show, right?
Absolutely.
And so I Rock My Curves the Best, tell me a little bit more about that brand.
So I Rock My Curves the Best was the initial baby. So it started off as a fashion show. It kind of went from the fashion show to the movement. And so from that movement, we were already doing like community work, advocating in the community for the homeless. We did a school drive for college students who were at risk of either being unable to afford school or, you know, to make sure they had college supplies to get started on the right foot. We worked with veterans who are also at risk, either homeless or, you know, low-income families. And so we were doing all of that work. And so that's how I was like, you know what, we may as well just go ahead and start this nonprofit, get it going, because we're already doing the work. We just hadn't had the 501c classification to make it legal so we can, you know, accept donations and, you know, do that whole nine. And so that we put I Rock My Curves under the Queen of Hearts project, because initially I Rock My Curves is in essence a confidence program for women. And so again, we use modeling as a tool to build that confidence and then to add leadership skills, to add entrepreneurship skills, and to just put all of that together so we really speak to the whole woman, you know, as well as the emotional part of it as well. And so we like to try to have our bases covered. And so that's kind of how we've operated since 2013 with the whole program of I Rock My Curves, which some people will say it was a movement, and it kind of was, is, but we kind of moved it up under the nonprofit, if that makes sense.
Okay, so then under I Rock My Curves the Best, is that where the Power Plus Weekend comes, or is that like on the side of I Rock My Curves the Best?
It's on the side. It's another piece of the pie, but it's on the side of it.
Okay, so now tell me the vision behind creating Power Plus Weekend.
So we went from doing these huge productions, and we would be in production for probably 7 months out of the year, because again, our whole purpose was to empower the women, and not just have a fashion show, but to actually empower them to even have the confidence to get on the stage in front of hundreds of people, right?
Right.
So just as time progresses, you know, you have to keep innovating and you have to, you know, keep things new, you know, have different offerings. And so 3 years ago, I had to make a decision about what I was going to do. And at that time, just to be quite honest, here in North Carolina, we were seeing an influx with everything as far as pricing and production, because productions are extremely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we weren't able to see the sponsorships that we needed in order to keep it going. And then in the community where we were, it wasn't making the mark that we needed it to make. So I was personally having to come out of my pocket to make sure the production happened and everybody, you know, was taken care of pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make a decision to say, okay, let's try something else. Let me give this a minute to sit and settle, and I'll figure out something, and maybe we could come back to it. And so that's when we decided to do and focus more so on like a conference-type event where we do workshops and we have speakers and we are still focused on the woman, but we kind of took the modeling component out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we just have the workshops and we have the speakers. And so we're actually still doing the same work. We're just doing it from a different perspective, if that makes sense.
So the Power Plus Weekend this month has totally evolved from the initial one you had.
Absolutely. So when we started in 2017, we started and we did a model competition. So we went from the fashion show to a model competition. And the model competition was extremely exciting. It was super fun. We've had a really good time. And so each year it has evolved, and we have added a component, changed this, changed that, because we want to keep it exciting. We want to keep
right.
it fresh. We want to keep it new. Because one thing, you know, I don't want people to do is feel like they come to the same event every year. And that has been some of the feedback that we have gotten, is that they really appreciate the fact that when they come to the event, it's always something new being offered, and they like the experience of that. And so we listen
right.
to that, and so each year we want to provide a new component, something that is not been done before. So when they come, they have a totally different experience, which makes it more impactful for them.
And I can appreciate doing different things in the plus community besides fashion shows and focusing on fashion all the time. That's covered. But mm-hmm. I like when people go outside the box and do different things.
Absolutely. And that has been the feedback. And so we're excited to be able to bring in some influencers who may be known for fashion, but kind of go beyond that and kind of get down to what their platform really is. So it's also an opportunity mm-hmm. that we are able to give other people, so other people can, you know, other influencers or women who are wanting to kind of tip their hat in a different direction, an opportunity mm-hmm. to expand beyond just being, you know, known for their fashion or their blog or their styling or their makeup or, you know, whatever it is, because every woman has something to share. They have something valuable. The lessons they've been through, life lessons. And so everybody has a story. And so sometimes, you know, just being able to be in the room with somebody who's able to be authentic and share their story and share their where they come from and what they've overcome and what they had to do to get there really is a moment of transparency that a lot of people need.
And now the Power Plus Weekend's theme is the power of she. Now explain to us what that means.
So the power of she, so she stands for support, healing, and empowerment. And so that's what our goal is this year, is to continue to offer that support, that healing, and an empowering environment. So everybody that comes gets exactly what they need when they come.
And you are incorporating teens into the conference this year. Now, why was that important to you?
That was important to me because, again, every year we do something different. And so last year, our keynote speaker was Fat Girl Fresh Molly Bigelow, and she came and did an amazing job at our brunch last year, and she brought her daughter. And I watched Deja throughout the weekend, and I saw how much fun she was having, for one, being with us old girls. Two, she was able to experience the Power Plus Weekend from a different perspective, and she had her own moments where she was able to, you know, let her hair down and be free to be herself, and also found some confidence while she was there. And I just thought, you know, how amazing that was. And then again, from the feedback that we got, other moms, other women were like, you know what, I wish I had brought my daughter for this experience. I wish I had brought my mom, or I wish I had brought my aunt. And so we said, well, you know what, let's open this up. Let's, again, offer them something new, and let's add a teen component, but we're going to separate the teens and let them have their own experience while the adults are doing their thing, right?
Right.
And so we continue to develop that. I was compelled to actually invite Deja to come and be one of our team speakers, because she was there last year. She knows kind of what the vibe is and, you know, what her experience was. And as she has developed into her own self and her own space, I think it's important that we give our young people platforms now to help groom them for later. And I think that this is going to be excellent for her, and it's for the girls who are going to be with her in her workshop.
Now, is this workshop for plus size teens or for all teens?
It's for all teens.
Got it. Now, tell me about some more of your fabulous speakers you have scheduled.
Oh, wow. We have a whole list. Let me see if I can run down this list right quick. I'm excited about our speakers, and they're coming from all over. He really showed out with our speakers, and I'm super excited because it's going to be something for everybody. Everybody's going to be something for everybody. So we have Catherine Ashley from Philly, coming from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
We have Joy Moreland. She's out of the D.C. area. Of course, Molly Bigelow. She's coming out of ATL. We have Chassie Jernigan, Ashley Cobb, of course, Deja. We have Charles Darden. We have Giovanna Tisdale. We have Chassie Alford. Shawana Victors. They are both out of Florida. And we have Nick Papillo, and he's out of North Carolina. So we have a good lineup of speakers this year for everybody. And one thing I also did this year is several of our workshops are going to be co-hosted. So it's not just one speaker, it's two. You got two workshops. You got two workshop speakers for every workshop that we have. And I thought that was going to be something that was going to be not only different, but also going to be going to bring a much richer depth to whatever the conversation is going to be in those sessions. And so I'm excited about what they're going to create together and then what they're going to create with the group once they actually get to the Power Plus Weekend.
Now, do you have any 2019 sponsors this year you want to shout out? Because I didn't see that on the website.
Absolutely. Our sponsors are still coming in, and we definitely going to update them and get them on there. They're on our social media platforms, though. So Gwen DeVoe has always sponsored and supported not only the Power Plus Weekend, but she's been sponsoring I Rock My Curves as well. So they'll definitely want to say thank you to her. Big Man Culture is a sponsor for us this year. And they're based in Atlanta, and they actually started out with us as well. Now, Big Man Culture, they were actually on our runway in 2017, and we introduced, you know, showing the fellas some love, which everybody really, really, really were very excited about, and they have been with us ever since. They have been with us every year ever since, and so we are always grateful to have them join us. So let's see, who else is with us? Bernadette is also with us. They have been with us since 2017, so we're super excited to have them back. We have some local sponsors, Empower Dance Studio in Durham. They're actually hosting a dance workshop for our teams. And so we're extremely excited about having them be a part of the teen empowerment session. It's going to make it super special for them. And let's see, who else is coming back?
And we could look on the website as it gets updated. I should have told you in advance I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, it's fine. I didn't have it right in front of me.
But one of the events I wanted to talk about, you had a great lineup of events for the weekend, but the one that caught my eye was Power Plus After Dark and Kinky Karaoke. Now, briefly, tell me about that event, because that's definitely something different.
That is something different. And so on the Friday event, we like for it to be interactive, engaging, fun. And so that's what this is about. So we're going to start off with an awesome conversation about love, sex, and relationships. And our panel is going to be going all the way in. There's no topic that is going to be off the table. Everything is up for discussion. And actually, Maui is going to be moderating that. And I'm super excited about that. Listen, I'm telling you, it's going to be a real conversation, okay? I have taken off all of the breaks. There are no breaks. I gave them full-out permission to go all the way in. So it's going to be extremely exciting. And then
now,
what
friends from the church say about this event?
Listen, Christians have sex, too, and if you don't, you need to get into it, especially if you're married, because I'm sure your husband would like for you to have this conversation. So I've been encouraging couples and married people, single people, to come and join this conversation, because it's not a taboo topic, even though people make it taboo.
Right, right.
It's a part of life. It is what it is. You wouldn't be here unless your mama and daddy got together and decided to have sex. It's just that simple. So,
right.
And we want to have that conversation, especially talking about plus size, you know, what it means to be plus size having sex and, you know, what are the fears that some people have around it or whatever the case may be, whatever your thing is about intimacy and just being in relationships, being single and how it's hard to find or be in a relationship with somebody or understanding, you know, what it means to be plus and, you know, how all of that comes together. So That's going to be a really, really good conversation. And then after that, we're going to have kinky karaoke. And so what makes it kinky is that you have to either be in lingerie or pajamas. So no, there's no regular clothes. It's all, you know, lingerie or pajamas, whichever one you feel more comfortable in. And it's gonna be nice.
Well, it sounds like a fun weekend. It's empowerment and fun mixed together.
Absolutely. Gotta have balance. You know, we believe in balance, you know. Gotta have some fun.
Are tickets still available for everything?
Absolutely. All of our tickets are on the website, which is thepowerplusweekend.com.
Now, what would your advice be to someone listening who wants to get involved in the plus industry but lives in a small town where there isn't much happening and it's hard to get support? What would you say to that person?
I would say you may have to travel. You may have to go out of your area, get out of your comfort zone, and or look for opportunities to reach out and collaborate with somebody that you may want to, you know, get to know and invite them to come to your area. I've had that happen on several occasions. I've done it on several occasions, and you just never know what the possibility is, but you just have to reach out and put it out there and see what happens.
Right, and you're like a success story because Durham wasn't a place where a plus community was popping, but you followed your own advice, what you just said.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Amen.
So what is the ultimate goal for your career and your brand?
You know, for me personally, I'm just always wanting to be in a place of service and a place of empowerment because you just never know who you're going to meet. And it's just, for me, for where I am, I'm always interacting with people who are in need of a word of encouragement or who need to, you know, somebody to support them and listen to them and tell them that it's going to be okay, they can do it, you know, just being in that place of being able to encourage people. So I foresee that I will continue to do that. It is my heart's desire to get out there and do more speaking and get, you know, engaged with more people. I mean, across the country is what I would love to do. That's what I'm working towards now. And so just looking for opportunities to always just get out there and just do what I think God has gifted me to do. And, you know, that's to love on people and, you know, inspire them that they can do whatever they want to do and be whoever they want to be.
Now, you have an event coming up this month, so I know that is the focus of everything you're doing right now, but do you have anything mm-hmm. else coming up that we could be on the lookout for?
One thing that we are definitely looking at is I also advocate for fat girls that travel, and so trying to encourage, you know, more plus-size women to get out there and see the world. There's so much around negativity around being a fat person and traveling because, you know, people look at you funny or, you know, you may be afraid you might not fit in the seat or having to ask for a seatbelt extender. And all these things are natural things. And once I tell people, you know, planes are not built for anybody over 120 pounds. So if you are over 125 pounds, over 130
right.
pounds, you're going to need a seatbelt extender. So let's just get you right. free right there. Let's just get you free from having to ask for a seatbelt extender. So we are looking to plan a trip to Cuba in December of this year. And so you'll be seeing more information about that. But if people are interested, definitely I can stay abreast on my Instagram. Not Instagram, but on my website at imkenyatta.com. That's where the travel information will be. But, yes, looking forward to getting out there and seeing the world as well.
Nice. Is it expensive to go on the trip to Cuba, or is it good to go with a group? You get a discount.
You go. I like traveling with groups because it is a little bit of. It's more affordable. It's safer, especially when you're doing international travel, and it also gives the opportunity to network and build relationships with people that you may or may not have met otherwise. And so, I love group travel. And so, the group travel to Cuba right now, we have it priced at about $1,200. And we got a lot of good things that we're going to be doing while we're in Cuba. So it's not very expensive at all. And those flights should be under $500. So it should be a really fun trip.
Nice. Well, you got a lot going on, girl. And on top of that, you're a student in school. So I'm going to pray for you. I'm praying for your mental stability with all that.
Please do. I need it right up in through here. Please do pray for me.
So tell us all of your official websites and social media handles.
Perfect. My main website is iamkenyatta.com, and you can access the other websites through that portal. And then you've got the powerplusweekend.com, and you can find me on Instagram at the Lady LADY.KAY, Lady K.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure speaking with you and learning all about your brands. And honestly, you have so much going on. We could have talked for another 30 minutes. So keep up the good work, girl.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to Kiana Johnson for being on the show. Make sure you check out Power Plus Weekend happening this month in Durham, North Carolina. And I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for always tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.